Good morning. My guest this morning is Brian Griffith. He's the guy who's on the air. How could he be in this place and on the air at the same time?
It's radio magic, Roland.
I thought probably that was right.
Yeah.
So you are here to tell us about the 10th Annual Petaluma Music Festival, Saturday, August 5th at the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds.
That is correct.
Are you emceeing?
I will be emceeing.
Okay.
It is our 10th annual festival, and what makes this different than other music festivals that happen during the summer is that this is a nonprofit music festival.
How does that work?
All the proceeds that we earn go to the music programs in the Petaluma schools.
Wonderful.
Last year, we raised $60,000.
Fantastic.
And in the 10 years that we've been doing this, we've raised over $200,000 for the music programs in Petaluma schools.
Thank you for what you do.
Well, you know, it's hard because, of course, the funding, the government funding for the arts and stuff in schools has been shrinking and shrinking. So this is our...
It's going to shrink some more, I believe.
Yes, this is our way of helping to fill the gap.
Yes, right. So who's going to be playing?
Well, we're headlining this year Chris Robinson Brotherhood. Chris Robinson, of course, a founding member of the band Black Crows, and he's gone on to form his own band. Chris Robinson Brotherhood. We've got Poor Man's Whiskey coming back.
Right.
Moon Alice will be coming back. They were there this year. The Lovely Tea Sisters will be performing this year, as will my friends Graham and Elliot and their band Midnight North. Graham, of course, is Phil Lesh's son, Graham Lesh. And there are actually 14 bands on 4 stages. And it's an all-day affair. It starts at noon, goes till 9:30 in the evening at the fairgrounds in Petaluma.
Fantastic.
Lots of fun, lots of great Lagunitas beer, lots of great wine, lots of food trucks, delicious food, and it's family-friendly. Kids under 12 get in free.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. Boy, you can do that, and you can still make a great profit.
Well, sometimes we've done better than others. There has been years where we didn't make a profit, but in the last 5 or 6 years, we've continually made more and more money each year.
You spend a lot of time being... an MC mm-hmm. for events of all sorts. This is a very typical one, really. Mm-hmm. How does that figure in your own feeling about the work that you do?
Well, I love music, and I love introducing people to music, and so I love to be able to go out and introduce musicians to people.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
And I know that you are something of a musician yourself. I've heard you sing on a number of occasions.
Well, I did for a long time, and then I got tired of moving equipment around at 2:30 in the morning because I always had a day job, so I parlayed that into being on the radio.
That really is the story of professional music.
Yes, that's right.
Before your very eyes.
That's right.
How was this festival done in the past?
Well, it started off in a very small downtown Petaluma, and then we've expanded it to the fairgrounds so we can get 3,500 people in there. I think 3,500 is the sellout. And we're looking at selling out again this year. We sold out last year. And it's just a great vibe. As I said, a lot of kids. It's family friendly. We have a kids area for them to play in. And, you know, it's just a great cause.
I assume it matters to the people who are playing, to the various groups and individuals who are playing, what that money is being used for.
Absolutely. One of the highlights of being the MC is when the Brothers Comatose played, because they grew up in Petaluma and went through the Petaluma City Schools, and the bass player at the time was actually teaching in one of the Petaluma schools. So that was really thrilling and very fulfilling. So that's what I love.
Sonoma County is increasingly... getting more and more of a reputation for being a center for music of all kinds. Do you feel that's true?
Oh, yeah. We are very blessed with the talent that we have here. And what's fun about this festival is not only do we have a lot of great local talent, but we bring nationally touring acts in as well.
It is great. Well, thanks, Brian, for doing it, and thanks for coming in and talking to us about it.
PetalumaMusicFestival.org for tickets.
All right. And... it's at the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds in Petaluma. It is the 10th annual Petaluma Music Festival, Saturday, August the 5th. And all sorts of wonderful musical acts for your delectation. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB. Thanks for listening.